Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they for prophets which were before you. This way. In Jesus' name, please help this message to go well. Please help me to say it correct. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My first title is The Reason, John 15:18-20. John 15:18-20 says, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of one, because ye are not of the world of his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. So, the Savior's example. If the world hated me, so therefore the world will hate you as well. 1 Peter 4:12-16. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which it is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. So this is pretty much saying that this is strange expectations. This is pretty much saying that This is a thing that you'll go through trials and you'll be tested upon them, and you should be happy that you've gone through them.
Amen.
2 Timothy 3:7-13. Second Timothy 3:7-14 says, ever learning and ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth, now as Annas and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, repose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me, ye and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child that thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. Scriptural exhortation. This pretty much means that Jesus has suffered, and so will you. And thou shalt be happy of being persecuted because of it. My second point is response. Acts 40:42. Acts 40:42 says, and to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So this is pretty much saying rejoice because you were persecuted. who did. My second point is continuous. 2 Timothy 3:14. 2 Timothy 3:14-15. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and thou from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. Let me see where I am. This says continue to work with Christ and stop. My last point is reward. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. So this is reign. If you don't work for him down here, you'll be working for him up there. Pretty much is what this is saying. Reliable. Acts 5:41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. This is reliable to be worthy. It pretty much says that you should be thankful that you were persecuted, and you should keep going for the Lord.
Amen.
Matthew 25:21-23. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." He also that had received 2 talents came and said, "Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained to other talents besides them, his Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the key, into the joy of the high Lord. This is my third point is rest well done. Pretty much it says that since you have done few things down here, I will make you ruler of many things out there.
Amen.
And it is coming, be ready, stay true, for sweet is your reward.
Amen.